You help solve crime. Does it make an impact? Have you gone down the route of using CCTV to prevent crime? 0800 111 4041. The number to call. Let's speak to the Essex Police Fire and Crime Commissioner, Roger Hurst, about this £1 million. Around £1 million is being spent across Castle Point for 50 new CCTV cameras. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Hurst. How many cameras is the area getting, Roger, and what they're going to be used for?
Good morning. So, as you say, it's 50 new cameras. Basically, it's upgrading their system from the old analog system to a new digital system, but also increasing the coverage. And as you rightly say, it's really all about preventing crime. It can also be around deterrence insofar as it does really play an important role in detecting crime and bringing people to justice. I've experienced myself being in the South End City control room, actually with the cameras and the screens they have there. It's a really impressive setup. A whole wall of screens, sort of seeing a attempted mugging taking place, being able to, with the council officials, been able to spot that, report it to the police, have the police turn up, track that offender as they were going through the streets of Southend trying to get away. Indeed, at one point they managed to jump off a bridge and lose the cameras, but they reappeared and the police got them. You can actually see it in action, stopping criminals. And that to me is really exciting.
Which sort of leads to my next question, because the key is, it's all very well having these cameras up, but is there tangible evidence that placing CCTV cameras here, there and everywhere does prevent and solve crime?
So I think probably the way to put it is there are very few public space crimes these days where CCTV evidence doesn't play a role. It's not the only thing. Obviously, an awful lot of fingerprint evidence and witnesses and all of the things that we need to bring the police need to bring a successful prosecution. But CCTV is almost always an important element of that in terms of identifying, in terms of having the time on camera, etc., knowing who was where when, and it's made a big difference. It's one of the reasons why we're getting crime down across the county.
Will the cameras be monitored? It's all very well having them there, but are they going to be monitored properly?
Well, that's actually one of the advantages of the new system. So, it has been the case that we've been a bit fragmented across the county. We work very much, Essex Police works very much in partnership, the BFCC works very much in partnership with local councils on this. It is the local council's infrastructure. They put the cameras in the places that they know are going to work. They know, we work with them through the community safety partnerships to understand where the hotspots are, where the problem areas are, where vulnerable people need protecting, and put the cameras in those places. And then they have a monitoring system. They have a control room, a monitoring room, where they observe that. That's been pretty fragmented in the past, pretty much all of the individual councils doing their own thing. But we've been helping various of the councils make investments. And I think it's fair to say places like Southend and Colchester and Chelmsford now have quite substantial systems. And they have the capacity, because of the digital technology that we're using these days, they have the capacity to actually support other councils who perhaps would find that investment, being a bit smaller, would find that investment challenging themselves. So this investment in Castle Point is going to actually be supported by Southend City Council. The monitoring will take place in their control room. And that means it will be 24/7. So it'll be all the time.
CCTV doesn't replace man patrols, though, does it? Would that not be...
No.
Preferable man patrols over CCTV?
I think that they're complementary, aren't they? We have more police in Essex now than we've ever had, but we have more people in Essex than we've ever had. And those people are much more mobile, which is great for those going about their business. But unfortunately, it's also the same case for criminals. They're much more mobile. So the police are foot patrols are just out, are not as effective as they were in the 1950s when that was how criminals worked. So yeah, we have a lot of police out on patrol. They are generally in vehicles. We do focus very much on where we need foot patrols. So if we have a hotspot for shoplifting or a hotspot for nighttime economy and the associated problems that we may have with street violence, etc., then the police will be there and will be on foot. And that is an active and very successful policy. But in terms of covering the broader area, use new technology. I mean, if we can make those hours of patrol more effective by having CCTV support that and give the image and make it easier for the police to get on top of those criminals, that I think is a real positive. Yeah, where we are now is that with the newest of the systems, the cops actually have the picture. When the council control room links it up, they can have the picture on their mobile handheld device, so they can see the person they're trying to find.
Roger, thanks for that. Just quickly, obviously you're quite a senior conservative here in Essex. Quite the day for the Conservatives yesterday.
Yes.
Does Robert Jenrick's defection signal the beginning of the end for the Tories?
Oh, no, by no means, no. I mean, frankly, I think Robert departing has been a long time coming, hasn't it? I'm sure you've read as much as I have in the press about his comments and what he's been trying to do. He's gone to reform. Well, if that's what he wants to do, if that's his spiritual home, then fine. But I think it's just important to say, reform is not the Conservative Party. We have our own policies around supporting business, around supporting trade, around supporting opportunity. They are not the policies of reform. Reform is not a business-friendly party. I don't think it's got a focus on growth at all. If anything, its economic policies are quite socialist. And if that's where Robert wants to be, then that's where Robert should be. Yeah, it may be people are speculating, aren't they, about personal ambition or whether it's policy or whatever. I'm very happy with the direction that Kemi's taking us in. I think she is a very strong leader. I think she showed that yesterday. And from my perspective, this is actually an opportunity to drive the party forward in the right direction.
Roger Hurst, we'll leave it there. Roger Hurst, MBE, Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner for Essex on CCTV and reacting to the Robert Jenrick defection, which all played out on yesterday's programme.